بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لكل أمة عيد وهذا عيدنا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us today the day of enjoyment and to express our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty and thank Him for every ni'mah and blessing. Alhamdulillah, this year also almost more than 2 million Hujjaj have completed their Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj, their Ibadat and Duas. And there is no incident of any loss or accident in that big gathering. Alhamdulillah. This Yawmul Eid, my brothers and sisters, comes every year. And what is the lesson? What is the legacy of our forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah and Hazrat Ismail Zabihullah? We know the incident. I don't want to go in detail, and every year we hear it. What lesson we have to learn and remind ourselves on this auspicious occasion? The main sunnah of our forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was a total submission. This sacrificing, this act of qurbani, it is from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. As we know, the first qurbani took place between the first two brothers, Habil and Qabil, sons of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتلو عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, O my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must read or inform them about the matter and information and event of two sons of Adam alayhi salam, bilhaq, which has happened indeed, is qarraba qurbanan, when they present their sacrifice. Main object and reason of qurbani, which is Arabic word qurban, meaning qurb, to gain a nearness and dearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the action and through the submission. Qurb ilahi, nearness and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is qarraba qurbanan, when these two sons of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil, presented their sacrifices. A riwayat comes that Hazrat Habil was a shepherd, so he sacrificed, he selected a lamb or ram and put it on top of the hill. And Kabil was a farmer, so he brought some crops and put it onto the hill, as we know. And the sunnah of the time or system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at night the fire used to come down from the heaven and used to burn the sacrifice, whatever item has been presented. In the morning, people used to go and see if their qurbani is accepted. The sign of the acceptance of the qurbani was that fire used to burn that item or take away, or that item used to be disappear. So they both went and they put their sacrifices. One was a ram, other was the crops. So at night the fire came and he took away or burned the Habil's qurbani, which was the ram, and Kabil's crops were untouched, remained as it was. So that was a great sign and confirmation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the sacrifice of Habil was accepted and sacrifice of Kabil was rejected. So when in the morning they both went to the sea, the result, and when they found the animal was burned and the crops was untouched, so Kabil got mad and he said, "Laqtulannak, I'm going to kill you." When a person is failure to his whatever he wants to achieve, he becomes restless and becomes angry, and because of the anger he wants to take revenge. So revenge was that, "I'm going to kill you." Laqtulannak. Habil very calmly said that, "My brother, you have to understand the principle and usul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqin." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accept the item or amal or deed from those who are muttaqin, who are pious and who are righteous and who are God-fearing. So this is one lesson we have to understand. As both of them practically put their qurbani in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only one was accepted. So now millions of qurbanis we are presenting today, we don't have a guarantee that our qurbani has been accepted. But the condition is this: innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqin. In order for our qurbani to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, we have to be muttaqeen. We have to be righteous. We have to be God-fearing. Our a'mal, our actions should be on to the point at the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, as the sacrifice of the Kabil was wasted, untouched, unaccepted, our qurbani can be in that same manner. The condition is we have to be pass ourselves to the taqwa and piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not randomly just purchasing the animal and telling somebody to sacrifice on my behalf or sending money to the overseas and thinking I have done great job. I sacrificed my qurbani. What is the guarantee, my brother and sister, that your qurbani has been accepted by Allah? How much righteousness you have, how much of taqwa, God-fearing and piety do you practicing in your daily life? That is the question mark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Same message, same principle repeated again in this verse, that definitely, most certainly, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your luhum, your fleshes or your meat of the animals and the blood of your animals which you are sacrificing doesn't reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It remains on the floor, it remains on the ground. Right? What is reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Only your piety, only your righteousness, only your good amal, which is done with good action and intention, that is accepted by Allah. Physical animal, blood and flesh remain onto the ground. And look at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. As we know, in previous time, all the nations, when they used to sacrifice, they were not allowed to touch or eat or benefit or enjoy their qurbani. Qurbani used to be burned, no benefit. Only in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you and me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this mercy that we sacrifice and within hour we make barbecue and biryani. We enjoy. To that extent, some of the brothers, the whole animal, they cut in pieces and put in the fridge and they eat for 6 months. They don't even give it to poor and needy people because they say, I deserve more. I am the most poorest in the world. So this is our condition, my brothers. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed us to enjoy the meat of our own qurbani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the system and this is the sunnah of sacrificing. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا. Every nation, every ummah had some certain kind of sacrifice. لِيَسْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا رَزَقَهُمْ. That they must take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that animal, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them, مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Whether it is a camel or bull or cow or goat or lamb. When they slaughter, when they sacrifice, they have to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is slaughtering and is not taking name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is slaughtering by machine, his animal is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not zabiha until and unless we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the moment of sacrificing. Again, taqwa and submission is the main object and legacy and sunnat of our forefather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from the beginning till end. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, isqal lahu rabbuhu aslim qala aslamtu li rabbil alamin. That what is the meaning of Islam? Meaning of Islam is to submit your will, your desires, your likes to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side is something you like, you love. Other side is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, comparison, we have to see whether you are sacrificing your love, your beloved one, and your lust and desire in order to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the example of the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. From the beginning, first of all, he has to sacrifice his shafaqat and mahabbat and love of his parents. Every child, you know, is looking forward for the love of the parents in childhood. Here, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was young and his father Azar was idol worshipper. He used to make the idols with his own hands, and he was a big chief in the city where the Namrud used to rule, and people used to respect him as the chief worshipper. In his house, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was born, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him from the childhood that these are not idols, these are not gods and goddesses. Your God is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in the heaven and who has created everything. So from the childhood, he debated with his father, Azar. He said, what are you doing, my father? You are making this idol with your own design, with your own plan, the way you like to have the nose and ear and eyes. You are shaping your own idol the way you like. Right? And then you are selling. That was the incident he wanted to prove. These idols have no power. They are powerless, helpless. How they can assist you? How they can help you? How they can fulfill your desire when you are worshipping and begging in front of them? they cannot protect themselves. That's why he chopped off all the idols, their necks and hands and legs, and put the axe on the biggest idol. Say, go and ask them. If they cannot protect themselves, how they are going to fulfill your desires? That was a practical and logical, you know, example to teach the nation. They did not understand. Hidayat was not in their luck. They disobeyed and they thrown Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam into the fire, as we know. So that was the first sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, to give up his you know, love of his parents. Now he became without parents. His parents says him out of the house. So get out from my house. No help, no assistant. Go your own way. If you don't listen to me and you don't worship my idols, I don't want to see you anymore. Wahjurni maliya. Leave me alone. So that was the first sacrifice. Then the sacrifice of his own life. Everyone love his own life. Here Ibrahim alayhi salam alone in the whole community was thrown into the fire. And that was another example of his submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, if this is your plan, this is your command, I am prepared to sacrifice myself. Even the angels came to rescue him, asking him assistance. If you, we can protect you. He said, no, I don't need anyone's protection. Hasbi Allah. My Allah is watching me. He knows everything. He got power over everything. If his plan, if his desire is for me to burn alive into the fire, I'm prepared. I'm content. I'm not going to try to protect myself because this is the will of Allah. And I already submitted myself to the will of Allah. Isqal lahu rabbu aslim, qal aslam tu li rabbil alamin. So then on the last minute, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power came into the rescue. And this is, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, there are so many incidents and events in the Muslim history that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to try to the last point. And with full conviction and submission, we have to give our 100%. A person give his 100%, then only the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to rescue. Not 99%, not 90%. We have to give our 100%. First example, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared and angels were crying. They were, you know, they were hesitated. They were restless. They wanted to protect Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala said, I permit you to protect him if he wants your protection. You know, provided you ask him first. And here Ibrahim alayhi salam refused. I'm not going to take any help from the makhluk. I'm relying on the help of Khaliq, my creator. So they prepared physically, practically. They thrown him, and up till that point, while he was in the sky, they were throwing him, and he was, you know, in the sky, just going down into the fire, and fire was very huge. Up till that point, physically, there was no way, there was no sabab, there was no means to protect Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Outwardly, everyone watching, including Namrud, the Azar, his own father, was standing there mercilessly. He's watching his own son, you know, is going into the fire. He was happy. Which father can see his own son burning alive? No one can tolerate that, but that was his father, unfortunately. He's watching, his health is happy with that situation. Until that last moment, while he was in the fire, while he was just about to thrown into the fire, outwardly there was no assistance, no sabab to rescue. Get it? And inside of Ibrahim al-Salam, just imagine, inside in the heart of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam was that scenario that I'm going to burn. He was 100% prepared. He was not crying. He was not hesitated. He was not worried about his life. He said, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 100% I am prepared to burn myself. Up till that moment, that was going in his mind, in his heart, that just now in the moment, I will be thrown into the fire and I will be ash. He had no hope. He had no wahi. He had no information that don't worry, Allah will help you in the end. No. Up till that moment was nothing happening. Everything was against of him. And then Allah's command came when Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam gave 100% himself and prepared to go into the fire. Then Allah's command came. And what unique way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect my brothers. This is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can protect and help with the means, without the means, against the means. Fire was created to burn everything. Even that rope which was tied up his hands and legs, that rope was burnt out. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the last moment commanded his makhluk fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O nar, O fire, you are my creation. I created you. And I created you for this purpose to burn everything. That is your quality. This is your sifat. This is your duty. This is your task to burn everything. And you will burn everything. But in this moment, I want you to change your quality. Change your quality. Become cool. It is totally unlogic, scientifically, that fire which is hot can turn into the coolness. Same thing. Fire did not change. Did not become ice. It not become water. It remained fire. And all the Namrud and all the community were watching. They can see the flame and blaze of the fire. Same way. Same scenario. Same, outward the shape of the fire. They can see it is fire. It did not change the shape. What was changed? Inside the quality. Now it's burning, but in this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded directly, don't burn, become cool for my Ibrahim, and it became cool. Hazrat Ibrahim salam said, that was the best time in my life, 7 days or 40 days, whatever period I remained inside the fire, best day, full of sukoon and coolness. Right? So, this is the point, my brothers. Likewise, when they migrate to the court of Egypt, now Hazrat Sarah al-Salam was captured by Fir'aun of that time. And here Ibrahim al-Salam was helpless again, outside of the court. His own wife, beloved wife, is went into the court. And there anything can happen. Ibrahim al-Salam has no strength, no power to fight with the Fir'aun. He was alone. He turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you are the only one. We have power. Please protect my wife. And there, Fir'aun with his room alone. Everyone was outside. And he has power and strength and army and everything. Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam was alone, woman, helpless, weak. In the bedroom of Fir'aun in the palace. No way outside any suburb or means to protect her, her chastity, her modesty. She turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the heart she made dua. Ya Allah, I am helpless, but you are powerful. I depend on you. I rely on you. In this moment, only you can help me, no one else. No one is here to protect me. I rely and depend on you. I beg to you, please protect my chastity. What happened? No soldier came in. No Jibril salam came in. Right? Allah, the way Fir'aun was stretching his hand to catch or touch Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam, there and there his hand became paralyzed. Command of Allah, the rescue of Allah, the help of Allah, the nusrat of Allah is there in the form of paralyzed. He did not send Jibril alayhi salam to protect Sarah. He did not send any soldier to come and help her. No. The same hand was stretching with full strength and power. The hand of the king, the hand of the ruler has all the power in his hand. Can do anything to kill anybody, to destroy anything. That was the power of king. Same powerful hand became paralyzed in a minute. He couldn't touch. Why? Hazrat Sarah al-Salam given herself 100% to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam given himself 100% to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, migrating Hazrat Hajra and Ismail infant in the Wadi Ghair Zidra, barren land, in Makkah Mukarrama, Faran, between the two valleys, no water, no vegetation, no bird, no animal, nothing. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam obeyed. And 100% he left. He didn't even talk to her. She is running behind him that what wrong I have done. Why are you leaving us alone? Who will protect us? Who will provide us? How we are going to survive? Nothing. He is not talking. He just left. And then she asked, is it the command of Allah? He said, yes. He just indicated his head. And that was sufficient for Hazrat Hajira. Now entire, you know, attitude of Hajra alayhi salam changed. She became different Hajra. He said, now if this is the command of Allah, 100% sure, Allah will not destroy us. Allah will protect us. Allah will provide us. That word came out from Hajra with 100% conviction, faith and reliance in the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 100%. And look at how magically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a provision. You know, Hazrat Jibril Islam came and he rubbed his wing or ankle, whatever, and the Zamzam came out from the ground, from nowhere. And Zamzam is not just the water, it is the food. Now, scientifically, it is proven there are so many minerals and calciums and what in this water, in this liquid, that person just drink the Zamzam and he can survive for years and years. He doesn't need to eat any food, solid food. If a person decide that I'm just going to drink Zamzam, I'm not going to eat any solid food, inshallah, he will be alive as long as his life is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just on the water of Zamzam. He doesn't need to eat anything. This water is just the water and food itself. So that was the provision for Hazrat Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam. Initially stayed, then Jurhum came and whatever has happened in the history. Last point. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown him the dream that you are going to slaughter your son. He slaughtered 100 camels, next day 100 camels, 30, 100 camels. No, keep on seeing same dream. Now he realized that this is the something else. Allah doesn't want my camels, my animals. Allah wants my original son to be slaughtered. And he just conversed with his son that I have seen Falamma Balaga Ma'ahu Saya, when he became teenager, Qala Ya Bunaya, O my beloved son, Inni Ara Fil Manam, I have seen in my dream, Anni azbahuka fanzur matara, that I am slaughtering you with my own hand. Now see what is your opinion. Qala ya abatif al matumar. How obedient servant was and son was of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that oh my beloved father, you must go ahead, do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do. Satajiduni insha'Allahu minas sabirin, that definitely you will find me among those who are patient. Falamma aslama, same point again, when father and son surrendered themselves, submitted themselves for the will of Allah, watallahu lil jibayl, and he put his forehead onto the ground, wanadainahu ya Ibrahim kasaddaqtu biha, up till the last moment. There was no hope, there was no plan that Ismail al-Salam will be protected from dying or from slaughtering. He was prepared to be slaughtered. And with full strength, Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam has covered his eyes and he put the real knife onto the real neck of Ismail al-Salam. outwardly he did whatever he is supposed to do. He did not hesitate. With full force, he was rubbing the knife onto the neck of Ismail Islam. Right? What happened again? Same knife, it is very, very sharpened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the knife, you should not touch or cut the neck of my beloved Ismail. And same knife, you know, could not cut the neck of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. 100% given, and this is the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last moment, the rescue, the help, and nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended, and Allah protected Ismail alayhi salam, and the ram was, you know, put in front of, and that same qurbani, alhamdulillah, we are doing every year to commemorate this great sunnah of our great father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at my brothers and sisters, this incident took place in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, there are so many, more than 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salam came all the way to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. This sunnah was not revived by any prophet, by any nation. They say about 2,600 years from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam till the time of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qurbani like we are doing every year was not taking place. That one incident happened and stopped. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam revived this great sunnah of sacrificing in his time. When he migrated to Madina Munawwara, then he started qurbani. So this is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why in every salat, in every durood, we remember our forefather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we make the durood Ibrahim, you know, to send the salutation to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brother, my time is up, but just bear with me the couple of minutes while we are sitting here, and inshallah we are going to sacrifice our animals. May Allah accept and our animals, our sacrifices. In this day, my brothers and sisters, we have to remember our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine. They are not able to perform Salatul Eid like the way we are peacefully, nicely, we are performing, and we are cooking the different kind of foods, and we're going to eat and enjoy the barbecue and all these things. At the same time, brothers and sisters, we have to remember what is the suffering, what is going on in Gaza, in Palestine, for so many years and months. The risk of famine in Gaza is increasing with deliberate withholding of humanitarian aid, including food, in the ongoing blockade. The trucks full of goods and medicines and flour is there outside of the Gaza. They're just not allowing these trucks to get entry into the Gaza, my brothers. Which kind of catastrophe is this? 2.1 million population in Gaza is facing food shortage. 2.1 million. Half a million people are in catastrophic situation, starvation, illness, and death. 71,000 children under the age of 5 years on the verge of death. 71,000. 17,000 mothers need immediate help to survive. So far, approximately 77,000 to 109,000 people became shaheed and martyred in path of Allah. Over 200,000 buildings, over 200,000 are wounded. 80% are civilians. Among these, 80% are civilian, women and children. 175,000 buildings in Gaza, 175,000 buildings are already demolished. Out of 36 hospitals, only 12 are functioning. Rest of the hospitals are destroyed by the guns and missiles and bomb. More than 80% of schools are destroyed. About 212 schools were targeted directly, you know, by targeting. And there are hundreds of trucks staying outside of the border of the Gaza to get entry into the Gaza. This is the situation, my brothers and sisters. So what we should do? Number one, we should pray for them. After every salat, make dua that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who got power and kudrat, they should change the situation of our brothers and sisters and remove all these obstacles. Those brothers and sisters who can afford to to sacrifice more than one animal. One animal is wajib upon you, you have to sacrifice it. If you can buy one extra animal and make the qurbani on the name of the shuhada of Gaza and Palestine. If Allah can give you more money, inshallah, this is the time, my brothers and sisters, to assist or do some isal sawab. We cannot go there, we cannot send our aid or money because we don't know our money is going to reach over there or not. At least sacrifice some animals just with the niyat of the shuhada of Gaza and do isal sawab. At least this much we can do and remember them and make dua for them. May Allah remove all the obstacles and change their situation. You can stand up.